Good evening, Audi Boot. It is still the 1st of April 2015, and I'm actually on target today with reporting about day 7 of my cleanse. Okay, I resisted the urge of weighing myself this morning. I had my shake and felt quite good, but I was a little bit hungry today again. My stomach's just rumbling a bit all the time. I had a craving for bread all day, but obviously didn't give in. I had some grapes for lunch, partly just because we got up late and I didn't want to take my shake too early because I was thought, wrongly sadly, that I was going to go running tonight, so I thought I was better to have the shake a bit later. Plus, we went shopping with our support worker, so I thought I didn't want to go shopping hungry, so I basically had some grapes. Went to Farm Foods, got a lot of healthy meats, which is good. Had my shake. Just relaxed, watched a few things on telly. Sadly got then the news that my guide yet again couldn't make it running with me. He does work in a bank and it's manic the first quarter, like the end of the first quarter of the year is always manic, which I do understand, but it's just frustrating when you can't do anything else. So, well, you can, but I wanted to run today, but obviously couldn't. So, I was jokingly saying, well, I'll skip the fundraising for my charity and raise the funds for my own treadmill instead. But I was just mainly kidding. So I went on my step stool and did step ups for an hour. Bearing in mind that I had hardly any food in me except some celery and some grapes. Celery, by the way, is disgusting. I think it's disgusting, but if you put a 2-to-1 ratio of grapes in your mouth, so 2 grapes plus 1 bite of celery, you can survive it. And I wanted to try it, and I'm not going to waste it, so I just eat it with grapes. So I did an hour of step-ups and some sit-ups, and I'm feeling shattered right now. I'm going to try and not have too many grapes in the next 2 days just to get the best result that I can. On the whole, though, I'd say I'm doing really well. I'm feeling the energy. I just wish I could get out more with someone to run to actually use the energy. But tomorrow I'm going to the gym. I'm thinking of an hour-long bike ride. Well, ride, just in an hour-long cycle on the bike. I'll see if I fancy a 10-minute interval run or maybe even a 20-minute tempo run. We'll see how it goes. And just a bit of sit-ups or something. And then on Friday I'm going to get a bit of a run with somebody in, which is good. But overall today, I'm glad because I made the most or the best out of a frustrating situation. Food tonight was pasta, brown pasta that is, with tomato and mushroom sauce. And spinach and mussels. So it was very nice. So I can't believe it's a week tomorrow that I started, and I just can't believe it. And people seem to generally be most surprised about the fact that I'd given up coffee. One of my friends requested that in writing. Didn't get quite to that today yet, I'm afraid. But, yeah, there you go. But no, it's going well. I can definitely feel the benefit. I just hope I see the benefit on the scales eventually. I can definitely recommend the program. After day, I'd say, 4 or 5, you really do get used to it. Days 1 and 2 really are the hardest. The rest is, specifically like I was saying, if you're used to dieting, it's quite easy. Well, not easy, because you can't get your snacks that you normally have, but it's certainly, you can get used to it. Anyway, I will talk to you about day 8, obviously, tomorrow. And then day 9. I'm thinking I'm going to weigh myself on day 9, but do the measurements on day 10, simply because I'm not here, I'm not at home the day after I finish my cleanse, because I'll be with Gav's nan's, and her scales are different from mine, so I don't know if I can trust them really. Well, trust them. Not trust them, but just they will probably give me a different number altogether. Plus, they work in stone, so before I go there, I will probably try and weigh myself there, but I will try and convert my current weight in stone and see what it says. Anyhow, that's it from me for the moment. I hope you're all keeping well, and I will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.